Hello, lovely people. Andy here. I thought I would sit down and do just a casual podcast. I've been going through a bunch of shit the last few days. It's been a bit of a crazy week, to say the least. And I'm on about day 104 of my 365-day project. So if you're not familiar, 104 days ago, I decided to start doing one piece of content every single day for a year. I've been mixing that up between my podcast, you know, my YouTube shorts. I've been doing some BDSM photos, like some artwork, and I've also written a couple of articles over on my website. So I've been doing one piece of content every single day. And it's been going really well. It's taken a lot out of me, if I'm honest, because on top of that, I'm also obviously doing coaching and a bunch of other stuff, but it's been really good. I think it's been good for my mindset to be able to sit down and do something every single day and just have a mission or a focus. And so if any of you are feeling a little bit lost and you're not sure what to do, you can follow in my footsteps. And a few of my friends have done this. One of the girls that we're seeing, that we're dating right now, she has been doing her own 365-day project. She's been doing art every single day. So lots of my friends and family and a lot of you, the audience, have started a 365-day project as well, but it's not too late to start. So if you're feeling a little bit lost or you're feeling a bit directionless, you know, maybe commit to doing something every single day. And it can be anything. It can be a piece of artwork. A lot of the guys and some of the guys that have told me, emailed me what they've started like a music project. So, you know, learning one song or one piece of music on the guitar every single day. And it doesn't have to be a long, you know, piece, but just spend 10 minutes a day on that. Or other guys have said, I'm going to just practice the drums for 10 minutes a day, every single day. So the project can be anything you want, absolutely anything. It could be smiling at a stranger every day. It could be what I'm doing, like a piece of content every day. Quite a few of my coaching clients actually have started their own YouTube channel because they want to grow their own business. And I've been helping them with that. And one of the things that I've pushed three of them now to do is to just do one piece of content every single day. A lot of guys, when they come to me and they say, how do I start a YouTube channel? How do I start a business? I want to have my own side hustle like you do, Andy. I will say, just do what I did then. There's a lot of different ways, obviously, to build a business. But what I did is kind of like a pretty foolproof way of doing it. And I got it from Good Looking Loser and a few other people who just said, just make consistent content. Aim to really, really, really help people or give them value. Or if you're doing like an entertainment channel, then aim to be the most entertaining person you can, which is giving your audience something. Give them something in every single video as much as you possibly can. And it's that old saying, if you build it, they will come. Rather than what a lot of guys do when they ask me for business advice is they go, how do I start making lots of money? Like my only focus is money. And I have to sort of break it down for them and say, how do you make money? What is money? Money is an exchange, a monetary exchange for what? You're exchanging it for value, as in somebody gives you something that you value and you say, here is an amount of dollars that represents how much I value that. So if you want money, you give value. That's all we're ever really doing. It's a very simple equation, but a lot of people don't think of it like that. I didn't think of it like that until a bunch of friends drilled that into my head and said, if you want money, you have to give value. If you want more money, give more value. If you want a crazy amount of money, you know, you want to be able to charge $50,000 for a coaching, you know, my VIP hardcore coaching package like I do, you have to give a fuck ton of value. You have to legitimately change people's lives. So they go, $50,000, hell yes, you're going to change my life. The next 50 years of my life are going to be better because of you. Oh my God, I'm going to pay 50 grand for that. So you give as much value as you possibly humanly can, and that's how you make more money. So anyway, back on the topic, a lot of my coaching clients who want to start a business, I will drill that into their head and I'll say, okay, step one is you're going to pour your heart and soul into every video or every customer or whatever it is. You're going to really try and have a positive impact on their life in whatever way you can. And if you're only selling something small, you try and put a smile on their face with every single interaction you have with them. You're just trying to leave them better than you found them. You're trying to make their life better. You're giving them value. If you focus on that, rather than how do I make lots of money? And obviously you want money. I want money. We all want money. Money is wonderful. It's a beautiful thing. But rather than focusing on the money, you focus on giving value. You focus on being as kind to your customers or your audience as you possibly can. You focus on giving them as much as you can. Like I said, changing their life. When you focus on that side of the equation, which is the one that you really can control, you cannot always control if they give you money. You can't always control how much money people give you because they might say, no, I don't want to give you my money. And then what do? You're fucked. All you can really control is your side of the equation, which is giving as much value as possible. Keep up that side of the equation, and then just trust. And you can go off blind faith at the start, I did, but trust that if you just give an insane amount of value, if you give away a ton for free like I have, and not every business model gives stuff away for free, sure, but like it's a pretty good business model if you want to do that. Give away as much as you possibly can for free, and then you've given value, and then people go, holy shit, please take my money, please. I feel grateful for you. I want to give you my money. You're not taking my money. Like, I want to give it to you. So I tell these guys, focus on your side of the equation, the value, especially if you're going to build a YouTube channel or something, focus on the value. And to tie it all into the original point, the more value, or if you want to give more value, just do more content. And so for some of these guys, for three of these guys in the group right now, one of them's just finished his coaching, but two of the guys in the group right now, plus another guy, I've pushed them or encouraged them to just do a 365-day project. If you're doing something every single day, if you're doing a piece of content every day, you have 365 chances to give value. You have 365 chances to make people smile or to improve their lives. That is the most beautiful, amazing, I won't say easy, but like, it's my favorite pathway to building a business, is to just give away as much as you can. And if you look at a lot of the, you know, people who've done really, really, really well in entrepreneur circles, I can list you off a bunch, you know, Alex Hormozi, Alex Becker, Sam Ovens, Dan Henry, Pat Flynn from Smart Passive Income. I could just give you a ton of people. Whatever the guy's name is from, what's that channel? I forget the name of the Smart Man. Something like that. The fashion channel on YouTube. Somebody out there will be listening and they'll know what I'm talking about. The fashion guy. All these people are giving away as much value as they possibly can on their YouTube channels. And that Mark Manson is another good one. Gives away a fuck ton for free. I know he has a couple of books, but if you go to his blog, holy shit. The dude has just written so much free, life-changing content. You give away as much as you possibly can and help people. And then, my God, is it easy to build a business. It obviously takes effort, so maybe I won't say it's easy, but like, it's just a natural product of giving as much value as you can. You don't really have to think about money as much as you would if you were focused solely on money and not value. So yeah, 365-day project is beautiful for that. Other things a 365-day project is great for, things like gratitude and building your connection with other human beings and building your self-esteem, I guess. You can use it for any of those. So what you could do is every day you could give a compliment to one stranger, or every day you could tell one friend or someone you know something you're grateful for, or every day you could look in the mirror and say five things about yourself that you like or you're grateful for, or things that you're, you know, really happy with in yourself to build your self-esteem. So a 365-day project can just be anything you really want it to be. And it's I'm on my third one now. This is my third. So for the very first one, it was a photography one. So I did a piece of artwork every day. If you want to check those out, just go to handyandypandy.com. That's kind of my art, you know, portfolio. For the second 365-day project, I did a podcast every single day. That got me through the lockdowns and, you know, the horror show of 2020 and all of that sort of stuff. Maybe I won't say it was a horror show, but I was definitely depressed and suicidal for a while there. And that project got me through that and helped me build, you know, a portfolio of podcasts. It helped grow this podcast, obviously. It helped me, you know, build up my YouTube channel and all of that. And now we're here just doing one piece of content, any bit of content that I want every single day. And man, like, it's funny, after each 365-day project, I would say, man, that took so much out of me. I don't know if I could do another one. And then I just do another one. And each time when I'm in the middle of it, I'm like, man, fucking, this is great. Like, why the hell wouldn't you do a bunch of 365-day projects for the rest of your life? You'd be incredibly productive. It's a way of almost forcing yourself without having to use willpower. You force yourself to be productive and to just improve. Like, if you do something every single day for a year, it is inevitable that you'll get good at that thing, or that you'll build a big portfolio of that thing. So like I said, if you're working on your mental health or your self-esteem every day, telling yourself a couple of things you like about yourself every day, after a year of that, Jesus Christ, you like yourself. Your self-esteem is just amazing. Your self-acceptance is amazing. Your self-worth, oh my God, the growth you will make. If you go out and tell other people something, you're grateful for them every day. My God, the connection you start to have with the rest of the world. If you do a piece of art every day, you get really good at it. You do photography, you would just know your camera in and out. Like, these projects are so fucking amazing at helping you like grow as a human being. They really, really, really are. So I feel like that's all I want to say on this. Like I said, I'm in a little bit of a weird mood. I've had a crazy week. Probably one of the, I don't like using the word worst, but definitely one of the most anxious and topsy-turvy weeks that I have had in a long, long, long time, in years, probably since the lockdown years. So it's been a crazy week. I don't want to fall behind with my project. I had a bunch, like this 365-day project, I had a bunch saved up, like I had recorded a bunch ahead of time. I've used all of those up now. So at this point, I'm, you know, going to have to sit down and record a bunch of content because I like to be a little bit ahead. I like to have a few of them pre-recorded just because I'm busy. But yeah, it's been a fun project. If any of you want to start it, absolutely, I would recommend it. If any of you, you know, are thinking of signing up for coaching, I know I said the big package is $50,000. That's the big hardcore package with me. We also have the group coaching package, which is $7,000 for 3 months. So obviously an all-in package still. That's with me. That's with Cam, you know, Radical, my other coach. We've got a Discord group. We've got a Facebook group. We've got weekly group calls. We'll push you like crazy. Get access to me, get access to Cam and all the other guys in the group. Yeah, tons of fun. If you want to start a business, absolutely. Oh my God, I'm so passionate about helping people start that. So I would love you to join if you're thinking about that. If you're not sure, you can sit down with me on a call, a free call. Talk about what you want. Talk about how to make it work. I obviously have payment plans if money is an issue. Please don't make excuses. I've had so many guys recently sign up that have had basically no money and they're like, dude, like, I need this. Like, I need to just improve my life. I want to start a business, or I want to, you know, improve my sex life. I want a relationship. I want marriage and kids. Like, will you work with me? Can we do a payment plan? And I'm always like, hell yes. Like, whatever we have to do to make it work, we will make it work. So please don't let money be an excuse. I know $7,000 can seem intimidating. It would be for me too, but I also know myself and I would do whatever the hell it takes. I've talked about this many times. I took out like a $10,000 or $15,000 bank loan when I was really, really, really focused on improving my sex life. And I moved to the center of my city and I had no money. You know, I had that $15,000 debt. I used that to pay rent for about a year. And I just went all in with that. And I was eating ramen noodles for a year, but the goal was important to me. You know what I mean? And I was willing to go all in. I was willing to take out this big bank loan. I've taken out a ton of bank loans over the years. I still have something fucking crazy, like $100,000+ in tax debt right now. So slowly paying that off. But yeah, man, like, don't let money be an excuse. At the end of the day, you only get one life. I would love to work with you. The other guys in the coaching program would love to push you. We would love to push you with business or relationships or self-esteem or peace or love or self-acceptance or whatever it might be that is important to you. Because if it is important to you, don't just make excuses. Like, when you're at the end of your life, imagine you look back and go, you know, I didn't live the life that I wanted to live because I was worried about saving $7,000. Fuck that. So coaching is there if you want it. I will leave links in the description below. I would love to work with you. The other guys would love you. As always, you guys and girls know what to do. You got to go out there and you got to crush those goals.